English Pod 中国。
潘吉这里告诉你。
大家好，那很多听我们节目的朋友呢，可能有一些要去海外的，不管是留学或者移民或者旅游的计划啊。那如果你要去留学或者移民的话呢，肯定都要找房子租，对吧？或者买。
Right, you need to rent an apartment.
好，那我们今天就讲讲怎么 rent 啊，租房子。好，那刚刚 John 说 rent an apartment.
Yeah.
这个就是租一个公寓。
Right.
Apartment 就是一个公寓啊。
And in England, of course, they say rent a flat.
啊 flat. 那在国外其实就是那种独立的小房子很多啊，就是我们说的别墅这种。
So that's a house, right?
一个 house. 在中国好像很多房地产的广告那个别墅都会说 villa。
Right.
但 villa 在英文里面它意思是应该非常大的。
Yeah, when I think of villa, I think of, you know, my villa in France and my villa...
又有诗意然后又很大很高级的那种
yeah,
对吧
my villa in Italy.
一般的其实就是一个 house 啊。
Right, we usually just say house.
那当然也有其他种类的比如说一个连体别墅。
Oh, like a townhouse.
对对对、
right.
双拼连体对吧、
right. Townhouse, also common.
叫 townhouse 啊。诶 John, 那这个townhouse 除了形容连体啊双拼有的就是我们说的复式其实也可以是叫 townhouse, 对吧
Yeah, yeah, townhouses are often, you know, two floors.
两层楼的。好那当你要租房子的时候呢你就是要去 rent。Rent an apartment or rent a house. 那其实 rent 这个词它可以做动词它同时也是一个名词。
Right, so you need to rent an apartment and you have to pay the rent.
啊租金对吧 pay the rent. 啊、mm-hmm. 那么一般呢我记得那个时候我在悉尼我就自己在外面租房子然后你就要看报纸报纸它上面就会写很多 for lease.
For lease, yeah, same as for rent, right?
对，就是可以租的房子啊。那一般租房子我们都会找一个中介，对吗？
An agent.
Agent, 啊。
Right.
然后呢
real estate agent, we say.
房产中介啊。
Right, real estate agent.
然后当然租房子给你的人，你的房东。
That is your landlord.
Landlord.
Right.
然后租房子的时候通常你都要签一个合同对不对
Right. So we usually call that a lease.、
Oh,
you sign a lease.
Sign a lease. 啊、
mm-hmm.
所以这个合同一般的概念是 contract, 但是租房子的时候我们经常就把这个东西叫做一个 lease.
Right, right.
好那一般都还要交押金嘛对吗
Right, so that's the deposit.
Deposit.Maybe 2 months rent.
Right.
两个月的或者三个月的房租。
Right, right.
好那其实很多中国朋友呢他到了国外特别你要租一个 apartment 的话、很多就是里面没有家具的。
Yeah, in the States, a lot of apartments, they don't come with furniture.
所以呢我还记得那时候在报纸上就会看到他会写 unfurnished.
Right, unfurnished means no furniture. But it's not the same as China. It's not 毛坯房对吧
对对对中国毛坯房就是一个 concrete shell, 就是个水泥壳子。
Right. So unfurnished, it still has, you know, carpet and...You know, usually it has a washing machine and a dryer and a dishwasher
对对对
and a refrigerator.
中国人看起来已经很 furnished. 就是
yeah, it just doesn't have chairs and tables and couch.
没有家具。好那刚刚我们说到的 unfurnished, 在国外呢它一般其实已经有了很多基本的装修对不对像这样说的。
Yeah, also air conditioning.
对对对有空调、然后你说有一个 washing machine, 对吧洗衣机。Dryer, 烘干机
Also, hot water heater. It will definitely have that.
热水器
Right.
一般都是 central, 中央供的啊
Right, right.
然后呢 kitchen, 厨房里面会有这个dishwasher,、
right.
洗碗机或者有一个 oven.
Oven, stove.
对或者那个什么厨子啊那些 Countertop 这些都有啊。好那当然有一些房子呢除了有这些以外里面还有家具所以这些我们就叫它 fully furnished.
Right, furnished.
就是全配什么东西都有的啊。
那
这样你在美国应该没有租房子的经验吧
Yeah, when I was a college student, I lived in the dorm.
诉说。
Right, and then after I graduated, I came to China.
但在中国你有很多 renting 的经验，对不对？
Yeah, yeah, but it's different.
我在澳洲那个时候租房子，然后在澳大利亚它房租 list 出来的都是每周的价格。然后好像我们也是每个礼拜付一次房租，如果我没有记错的话。
啊，是吗？
对，在美国不是吗？
一般都是一个月一次。
啊，一个月的。
Usually what you hear is, the rent is due on the first of the month.
对， is due on 什么时候，就是什么时候要付，对吧？
Right.
那在美国一般你租房子的话要交什么税吗？还是说这个 price 它就是都包括了？
I think it's included.
啊，包括，其实还包括一些 utilities.
So your landlord tells you how much you have to pay, that's how much you pay.
一口价。
Done.
All inclusive. 好，那有什么问题的话呢，都欢迎到我们的微博上来问我们，来分享。
All right, that's all for today. See ya.
再见。